This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The food stamp food fight continues on Capitol Hill after a failed attempt to reform SNAP food choices. House Ag Appropriations Chair and physician Andy Harris isn't giving up on his voluntary pilot program to restrict unhealthy food choices under SNAP spending and farm bills. At a recent hearing, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack argued, "We're not in the business of telling people how to spend their money."
If indeed the goal here is for taxpayer dollars to be directly linked to more nutritious decisions, are you going to make that same decision for farm emergency relief? Farmer gets emergency check from the government, cashes it, goes to the grocery store. Are you going to restrict him from, why not?
Well,
fundamentally, that's the issue.
I'm going to reclaim my time.
Harris then asked if it makes any sense to let SNAP recipients buy unhealthy food when there's an obesity epidemic.
It's not just poor people that are obese. It's middle income people. It's rich people. I mean, it's an issue all across the country.
Mr. Secretary, the difference is we're not buying food for the middle class people. We're buying food. But you are.
Absolutely, you are.
Mr. Secretary, I'm not going to.
If you get any federal assistance.
If you think that providing sugary beverages and salty snacks is a good idea.
I don't think that.
That's just one example of why ag legislating remains a heavy lift on Capitol Hill.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.